For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Good morning, good neighbor. It is Friday, TGIF. Do your little Friday dance. We're feeling good here as we head into the weekend. And we're still sorting through all these vaccine mandates everywhere. Of course, a Supreme Court decision that mixes things up as well. Joining us now is John Rash with the Rash Report. He's our media pop culture expert, as well as a member of the Star Tribune editorial board. Good morning.
Good morning, Vanita.
First of all, where are we at with all these vaccine mandates? Minnesota catches up to other parts of the country. Of course, the Supreme Court decision saying that large employers can't require employees to have vaccines. How does this all play into some of the confusion, and how do we sort through it?
Well, quite compellingly, members of the Biden administration themselves realize that they have a major communication challenge on their hands, let alone a global health crisis, and some of them banded together to try to intervene with the administration on messaging, which of course goes through media, in terms of what is now the recommended CDC guidelines regarding vaccines, masks, of course, as well as quarantines, because the time limit on that, as we all know, through CCO reporting, Star Tribune reporting, and elsewhere, has changed. But the degree that it has and how it kicks into effect still remains challenging for most Americans to really get their arms around. So, you know, the media is certainly part of people trying to understand all of this. But when you have such disparate rules in terms of Minneapolis and St. Paul, with not just mask mandates, but now vaccine ones to go to places to eat in those cities, which is distinctly different from nearby suburbs, let alone exurbs and the rest of greater Minnesota, you do have a lot of confusion that's out there. And the administration is realizing that a lot of that is looking negatively on them, which is contributing to some of their lower poll results lately. So watch for a big attempt through the media to try to clarify the message.
Communication is so key in all of this. Social media companies and platforms are coming under scrutiny in their coverage of January 6th. And that's going to be front and center, isn't it?
It really is, Vanita. And, you know, you and I and our listeners have gotten used to seeing, you know, an ashen-faced Mark Zuckerberg and other high-tech social media executives called by Congress and called on the carpet for some of the abuses that they've had with privacy, as well as, you know, how they've led to disinformation. Often you'll get contrition and congressional promises, you know, brought out of them to try to improve the situation. This could be quite different because this is regarding this incident on January 6th last year, the attack on the Capitol, and the degree that social media played a role in accelerating that or in spreading disinformation about it afterwards. So, you know, expect that the social media firms won't get off quite as easy in terms of their role in here. And you have a different panel of people asking questions, in part led by Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, Republicans who have joined the panel. So I think that this will be quite a compelling and important part of this congressional inquiry.
We will be watching that closely. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, John Rash. We appreciate you joining us.
You too. Thank you, Benita.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.